Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, a man of God, a prophet of the Lord, has gone to be with the Lord, Kim Clement. A powerful man, he's been used by God in such a powerful way to encourage so many people. He prophesied some of the things that I'm aware of President George W. Bush and how he would actually accomplish what was accomplished in Iraq, and how they got the Hussein, and where he would be when they would find him, and just some real powerful things in ministry. But the one thing he was known for is to be able to prophesy to the Lord as he played music to the Lord, just kind of moving spiritually, just allowing the Holy Spirit to be able to lead him as he played music. And as a matter of fact, let's just go hear him one more time. This is Kim Clement.
Well, when it comes down to it, it's just you and me. That's where it started. The little piano that was out of tune. I had nothing. I had no education to give you. All I had was my hands and my song. And you gave me these beautiful people to make music with me. But Lord, if I stumble to worship you, to humble myself at your throne daily, I'm lost. And so I pray that your presence would reach into the hearts of every person now as I play the song you gave me. First song I ever wrote by the Spirit was, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to live with you each day of my life. I'm going to sing with you. Bell's gonna ring with you. I'm gonna serve you every day of my life. I'll be walking with you. I'll be singing with you. I'll be walking with you. Every day of my life. And so I've kept my promise. I walk with you. I told you I would. I'll sing and I'll get the nations to sing for you. But I'll always go back to my garden. For heaven's war room is a garden. It was in a garden that war took place with God's creation, with the serpent. It was in a garden where Jesus felt comfortable of Gethsemane. Though there was agony, he knew that he would be close to his Father. It was in a garden tomb that he rose again. Heaven's war room is a garden. And so back in my garden, on my knees, laughing, crying, hearing the bells ring as the chimes go, as the wind blows, reminds me of that first day I walked into that Assembly of God Church by myself, asking permission to use the Hammond organ. And I wrote that song. I kept my word. then I prayed for the right person. And you gave me Jane. And now today, Lord, you've given me many spiritual children. So I humble myself before you with tears. Now touch each and every person now. Let them sense the breath of God and come to life. Who shall dwell in his sanctuary, and who shall live on his holy hill? He who lives a blameless life and does what is right. He who speaks the truth and has no slander on his tongue. He who does his neighbor no harm and does not cast a slur upon his fellow man. He who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his oath even when it hurts and does not change his mind. He who lends his money without interest and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be shaken. Now I pray for healing, restoration upon all of your people. And I pray that as I did bear my soul before them, I pray that they would take on the Spirit and imitate me with their love and praise and their openness and honesty to God. And I thank you for that. In the name of our Jesus, amen.
My heart so goes out to Kim Clement's family, ministry, all of his spiritual sons and daughters. Our hearts, you know, I know your hearts are heavy. He went through a difficult journey since that fall. But hey, I mean, he made a powerful impact. I mean, you can add up hundreds of people who walked on this earth and add up the impact they made. And he just made up so much impact because he did just like he said.
Faithful.
He just did what he said he would do.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when, you know, I was in law enforcement, and my boss would tell me to do this and do that, you know, and I would just
do it.
I thought that's what you do.
Right.
And of course, he knew. He obviously was more seasoned. He knew what to do. And when I did it, when I did what I was asked to do, God just got great favor and. We were able to stop a lot of crime, a lot of drugs, and these type of things. And they recognized myself and Officer Howard Anderson. We made Officer of the Year, and so did the dog. And somebody asked, how did you do it? And I said, well, I just did what I was told to do. And that's what Kim was saying. Kim Clement was saying, listen, God, you know, I pray a blessing on the spiritual sons and daughters. And he's going, that they would imitate me, that they would do, you know, exactly like you did and like I did. And the greatest, most exciting thing that he could see right now is all those who are his spiritual sons and daughters as he's looking potentially over the banister of heaven, as Hebrews talks about potentially a cloud of witnesses. So I'm like, do what I told you to do, right? I mean, this is because he's in a great place.
Absolutely.
He's in a great place.
And that's the most powerful thing is it's such a reminder of who God looks to use. Like he says, I didn't have an education. Nothing. All I had was my hands and I worship for you, and look how God is using him. And so many people think that I've got to have all these talents. So it's like, no, God just wants your heart.
That's right.
When you just pour yourself out before his presence, just watch what he does.
That makes me think about, you know, Chris Hamilton and the control. He's part of the control room, editing, all that kind of stuff. That when he first came to know the Lord, he thought he didn't have any talents at all. And now he is the very one that God is using to lead and to edit and to produce television programming and radio around the world.
Impacting the world.
But what he said was yes. You know, and that's what, you know, I hope you're going to pay attention and over the journey, because we're going to give you the opportunity to join those that have gone before you so you can begin to participate. You'll be hearing a lot about VFN Kingdom Business and focusing on seven spheres of culture and getting involved, because the next leaders... The generations for this, the leaders for this next generation, it's you. You know, most people are always looking for someone else to do it. As a matter of fact, Chris, I can't tell you his last name right now, but K-R-I-S from Bethel, that they found out through a study that the city that has more churches in it, more people, more churches, has more evil in it. Because most people always, when you have that many people there, they think somebody else is going to do it. It's like going down the street and seeing a car accident, and you just keep driving because you're thinking that somebody else is going to stop and help them. And the reality is, God's holding you and me personally accountable for our generation and our time. You know, he says, you know, when you see the hungry, when you see the sick, when you see somebody in prison, you're going to go visit them. Whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me.
Chris Balaton.
Yeah, yeah, and he's from Bethel. He's there with Bill Johnson, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we should never look at that way anyway. We should think of it this way. I'm going to be held personally accountable for my life.
That's right.
And I want to live a life that's honorable to God and one that's fruitful. And you can do that by beginning to abide with him. We have a simple plan for you if you don't know how to abide. It's at iabide.org. It's a gift for you. Go request it. Also, a disciple, becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. But those two things, after you made a decision for him to be the Lord of your life, there's it's unlimited what you can do. Maybe that'll be you on the piano, you know, in so many years where you're saying, you know, you've been faithful, that you lived the life that you want. You ran the race. You've been poured out like a drink offering, like Paul said. And you finished it. It's just, it's exciting, but it's also sad.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.